Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. We were able to beat this team for all. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. And when I focus on the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game, game five, I do this and this and this.
Booker the drive, gets inside, leans in. Knocked away and stolen by Holiday. Phoenix has to foul.
As they win on the road to take game five and now lead 3-2.
Ooh, baby, got those chills, baby. God. I'll be watching this forever. You know, I love that everybody is getting playoff gear and finals gear. And, you know, when I went to order mine, I bought a couple of shirts and a hat. I didn't even like, you know, most purchases we make, as the family, we like, yeah, can we afford this? Is this? I just started ordering stuff and threw the credit card right at him. I didn't care. You just buy whatever. You worry about it later. Bucks have won the NBA championship, and it hasn't even been a week. I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer. We are in the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way, lakeland.edu. Brian Scalabrine will join us in a couple of minutes here. We'll talk about that momentous run. What could be next? Maybe a little Olympic basketball. Does Drew look good? Not so much the rest of the team. Nathan Marzion, he joined us during this run a time or two. He's a really good follow on Twitter. He just posted another video. He's a Marquette student, and he's got a knack for finding his way on the news like I do. He drove to one of the Brooklyn games. I think it was game 7. He drove to that game, got some tickets, had people crowdfund him, and then he had leftover money, so he did a little promotion, gave the tickets away. He once got on the news like 3 years ago. He's a big Cubs fan. He got on the news for apologizing, writing an apology letter for the Brewers. I like that kid. He's got a knack for getting on the news. Every day I wake up, think, how can I get on the news today? What am I going to do to get on the news? What can I do? That's what I was thinking. Should I set up a chair already for the Brewers? Probably not. But he tweeted, what will you remember most? The block, game 4. The oop, which we just played game 5. Or the 50-piece by Giannis, game 6. 7,000 votes. What do you remember most, Toby? I tell you about the finals. What do you remember most?
50 by Giannis in
game 6.
Yeah,
it is for you, 50.
Oh, because I was there, too.
Oh, yeah. I guess you were there, yeah.
Yeah, 50 and losing hearing at the Pfizer Forum in Game 6.
You got to bring one of those construction site headphones babies.
Yeah, you got to live that up. I'll take some hearing damage for how awesome that was.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty awesome. Nearly half of the people that voted in this poll say the 50-piece is what they will remember about these finals. You guys can chime in on this, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Just when you go through the finals, what do you remember the most? The block at 20% and then the oop at about 30. To me, it's the alley-oop.
And you know what we forget? Game one's block.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching that show last night, NBA TV, and I don't know how many more times they'll replay it, but if you see it on there, it's called Sounds of the Finals. Just hit record on your DVR if you're a dinosaur like me and have DVR and cable. Who's the sucker now? All you guys using streaming services are paying more than me and cable. The real sucker is me because I have cable and all the streaming services. I'm the real sucker. Apple TV, Ted Lasso's back.
Peacock,
I had to get Peacock. I think I don't have Paramount Plus, but I'm going to need that because they're going to have some of the Road USA World Cup qualifiers on there.
Oh.
So I'm gonna need to get Peacock Plus. I even have this thing called Acorn TV. It's like British Hallmark. And some show that my wife wanted was on there.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's bad. But I even have that. I don't have Discovery Plus, I should say. But I got the rest. I think, though, the alley-oop for me, the sheer brilliance of that play where Drew stole it, Giannis immediately thought, and you could see it in his face, to run down the court. And then how improbable, like they shouldn't have done it. They should not have done it. Drew should have held on to the ball and got fouled. But they did it anyway. Giannis, and then he comes down and just does that like mean mug and flexes. And I think to me, that's when we knew that they were going to be NBA champions. Yeah, we stood to go through game six and it was tight. I mean, they were down at half. You know, third quarter, it was tied. So it wasn't a guarantee, but once we knew that game six was going to be at home with Bucks and six and the way they just rattled off three straight, to me, that's when I knew. So I got to spend Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday knowing that on Tuesday night we were going to win the NBA Finals. And I know I'm not the only one. Because the Deer District would not have been that packed and that crazy if you guys didn't feel the same way. I mean, no matter what, Tuesday, and maybe you just wanted to be at home. Maybe you made a special arrangement to be with your friends. Maybe, I know Brookfield had their version of the Deer District, Racine as well. Maybe you just went to your neighborhood bar. Wherever you went, you looked forward to that game all day. Because you knew the Bucks were going to win the NBA Finals, and that's what that lob instilled in me. So right now, when I like the block, we've totally forgot about the block. The block on Ayton, which I was watching a little more last night. It was not really a good pass by Booker.
He was still going to put that down, man.
Yeah, but Booker...
If Giannis doesn't get over and block that was going to be
I know, but
awesome.
Booker could have had a better pass, is what I'm saying.
That may be a little bit better, but I think Giannis still is able to get over there.
I noticed that last night. Booker could have had a better pass. But I think without the lob, the anticipation of knowing you're going to win the finals, it was just...
No, I mean, you're exactly right. Everybody was planning on the Bucks winning game six, and there wasn't even a thought of game seven. We had a Zoom call for work to, you know, get all our programming planned, and we went through and we planned it, and it was like, oh yeah, disclaimer, that's if the Bucks win. We're like, yeah, they're gonna win. We already knew that. And,
yeah,
you know, you got plans, I'm going out of the game, we're going to this, that's oh yeah, we already planned all this. That's if the Bucks win. No, that's when the Bucks win. We all knew the Bucks were winning that game. There was no way. Sam Schmitz, even at the game, leans over to me with like 3 minutes left, said, man, they're doing it. I was like, dude, there's like 3 minutes left. He's like, I know. They're doing it.
Well, yeah, I parked my car here to Uber downtown. I don't know how I was going to get to work. I don't know how I was going to get to work on Wednesday because my wife needed the car. I wasn't going to get an Uber at 4:30 in the morning. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah, everybody just, all the plans were they're going to win game six. They're going to party. They're going to have the parade sometime this week. And there was never a doubt. And the thing that was awesome is the Bucks tried to give you that little bit of doubt in the first half. They came out. Both teams played so bad to start the game. Then they're kind
of down. Oh, yeah, the start of that game was brutal.
Oh, so bad. And then they're down, and you're like, you know, they try to give you that little bit of inkling of doubt for the people that might have been on the fence. But for all of us that just knew that they were going to win, you just knew they were coming back. You knew Giannis wasn't going to let it happen. And Giannis drops 50. That's why that's the most memorable for me. It's just there's not a singular moment from that game that I'd say sticks out. It's just how dominant he was. If there were a singular moment, though, you'd have to pick. It's got to be the alley-oop.
Yeah, the 50 piece is pretty great, though. The way that Giannis performed in these finals, what I've been keeping, I just have a little, it's basically I'm looking at the schedule is what I'm looking at. And I'm just trying to, like, take my brain back to where I was during all this. And I remember the first game. So the first game of this entire run was back on May 22nd. This was a two-month journey. It was a Saturday during the day, I believe. Were they not the first game of the day?
They were the first game because everyone was complaining about it. Because why in the world are the Bucks, the former, you know, one seed in the playoffs the last couple of years, playing at noon or whatever?
They go to overtime against the Heat. I'm in my bedroom. Only game I watched in my bedroom this whole run. Nobody cares. I'm just trying to put myself there. And I'm just like, you can't lose this game. You can't lose to the Heat. Because people were still worried about the people were picking the Heat. Respected NBA insiders that claim to know this better than we did. I had Bucks in four there. I took a sweep. And I'm glad I did. But the Heat took you to overtime. Everybody played pretty well. Actually, Giannis was only 10 of 27. The hell happened there? 26 points. Middleton at 27. Jrue Holiday 20. But they beat the Heat, and then they just destroy them. And then remember there was a whole week off? We had a week off between the Heat series and the Nets series. The Nets, as in a golf outing that day, and then you watch that game at night, and Harden goes out right away, and you think, well, you can't lose now. They're giving you this game. Harden, we had to face Harden, Kyrie, and KD. That was the problem. And then Harden goes out. Bucks lose again in game two. And game two is when I think a lot of people quit. Not quit, but, you know, this just remember this run. This run was, when you think back about any time you're ever stressed in the playoffs again with this team, and again, we've got one, so wherever your stress level lies, remember in these series, it can really look like you're going to win a series, and it could really look like you're going to lose a series. Just remember that. Remember the ebbs and flows of these series. Because they were down 2-0, and they lost on that Monday night by 39 points. 39 points. And Bud was like, oh, it doesn't matter if you lose by one or lose by 30. And I said, this guy, just fire him right now. Fire him. I wanted him fired then. Fire him right now. This team's not playing for you. You're stupid. Clearly, I was wrong. I like to keep saying how right I was about a lot of stuff. Very wrong on Bud. Bud coached his ass off in the finals. And anybody who wants me to eat crow, which I think is the dumbest expression. Where does eat crow come from? Well, I think we should say eat turds. Since I am a turd. Bill Michaels called me a turd. He said I'm the kind of guy that would get in a fight with you and then call the cops. I'd call the cops on you. He has no respect for me. That really hurt, man, to hear him say that about me. I was just crushed. Anyway, video's online. And then the Bucks win game three. They come back, tie it up. Kyrie's out. Kyrie tripped on a ref's foot. Or no, was that Trae Young? How did Kyrie get hurt?
Kyrie came down on Giannis, remember? And everyone was claiming Giannis did it on purpose.
I guess we did catch some breaks during this run.
Well, and then some people were even going as far as saying that when Giannis hyperextended his knee, that it was karma for him putting his foot under Kyrie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Giannis almost was out for a year. Remember that? I'm not saying we didn't get breaks. The Heat suck. Break. Harden hurt. Break. Kyrie out. Break. Kevin Durant's foot on the line, break. Trae Young trips over a ref. Break. Chris Paul is a bad leader, break. Giannis should have been out for a year. Comes and throws up 3 games of 40-plus in the finals, break. Obviously, they had skill, for sure. But, I mean, you catch breaks, too. This is how it goes. Don't let anybody discredit you. You still won the championship. You still won it. It was 2 months of this, man. Man, what an absolute ride. As much as I'll remember the lob or the oop or the block or the 50-point game, to me it was just the entire ride and about how slowly but surely you saw more people really getting into it. You know, more people jumping on the bandwagon. And I've been impressed with that, with Bucks fans. Because for a while I thought, you know, there's a lot of people that watch this team, and we've heard from you guys too, the stories about how you were there at the Bradley Center with the Kohl's blimp, you know, dumping out Kohl's cash or whatever. Or buy one, get one ice cream at wherever. I mean, you've seen them through some really bad times. So I thought that maybe some of the diehards, you know, like when you like a band right away and then they go mainstream and now everyone likes that band and you're like, well, I like that band first. They're my band. Well, don't you want the band to have success? No, I want credit for liking them first. Well, that's kind of weird because if you like them, But I didn't really feel that way with the Bucks. I felt like it was the more the merrier. I feel like the one thing Bucks fans want from other people is for them to be Bucks fans too. And I do think there's a level of, you know, respect that the Bucks fans are always going to be chasing. I'm chasing that for them. That's why with all this Packer stuff going on, and when's the official day they have to report to camp? Is that Wednesday this week? Wednesday, their first day of training camp, I think. Yeah, today's the shareholders meeting, training camp. You got the Brewers going. I don't think people want that yet. I think people want to take joy in what's happened with the Bucks. And even with the Brewers playing well, I think a lot of Bucks fans are ready to throw that support to the Brewers, too. I don't know if they'll pack 50,000 in the Deer District for the Brewers. But if you're the Brewers, you got to be thinking, whatever the Bucks just did, we got to find a way to capture that. If we're on a championship run come October, we got to have something like the Deer District. And that was one of the things that when they built the stadium, they built it for the parking lots. They built it where they did. Well, it was right where County was, but you want the tailgating aspect of it because it's like a party and then you go inside. But you got to have something like that during the game too. And I don't know if they can expand somehow the area or, you know, talk about highway deconstruction, reconstruction, where maybe you can make a beer district, patent pending, in that area. I don't know, but they got to find a way. Because, you know, it's fun to watch it at Kelly's bleachers, but you got to be with massive crowds. Will they work with the Bucks to host a TV? I don't know. Would you want a TV outside? Brewers got to find a way to capitalize that, too. Because Milwaukee, man, we are passionate sports fans here. We are sports crazy. And when your team wins and you give us a reason to go ahead and get out and root for you, we're there. We're there with bells on. We want to be together. We want to get in with it together. We just want to celebrate and cheer and be together. That sense of community, especially after the last year that we've had, that's what we're looking for. So hopefully that can translate. I do feel like the Milwaukee, it's really Milwaukee's like, yeah, we'll throw all our weight behind the Brewers. Packers, we love you. You're 2 hours north. You got to figure out what the hell's going on before we totally jump back on with you. Tell us who the quarterback's going to be, and then we're in. But we don't want to deal with all of this other stuff beforehand. Brian Scalabrini will join us in just a couple of minutes. 799-1250. So I can do a few minutes here with Notebook Mike. We'll get Notebook Mike on the phone. Mike, I thought you were supposed to hook up with Orlowski this weekend at a car show.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I don't know if you know. My car broke down the drive-thru at the bank over here.
Oh, no.
So I spent 3 hours sitting on my tailgate, listening to the Euchre, looking at the full moon. Still in the shop, still didn't get a call. Then I went to try and meet him, and I got out of my car. It was smoking hot out there.
Yeah, it was a hot one.
It had to be 105. And I go to that show every year. It's always hot, but not this hot. So I walked down by the, they have dragsters, old school, burns alcohol. So I getting shot with napalm. Your eyes, your nose. I saw this female cop in a golf cart. I said, can you drive me to my car? I wouldn't have made it out of there.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I was there 20 minutes.
Oh, normally cops always tell me they're not taxi drivers.
Well, it's Lannan. Oh. It's like Mayberry, you know, Andy Griffith.
Yeah, Mayberry RFD.
She was like, sure, no problem, get in. But yeah, you know, you're talking about the Brewers in the Deer District. You got to remember, there's going to be road games. So you could have the Deer District at Milwaukee County Stadium. Go ahead, I'm out of it today. At Miller Park. Oh, there we go again. So they could have a Deer District for the road games. And then when it's a home game, it's going to be packed anyway. Tailgaters, you know, park of all.
I really like that the Bucks. I wish I would have done this. They open the arena for, I know they're not the first team to ever do it, but to open the arena, pay $10, watch the game inside. I would like the Brewers to do that. I like that a lot.
There you go. We'll never get credit for it, though, you know that?
Yeah, I came up with reopening day. I never got credit.
Yeah. So I had my backup car. I went to get wings, and I waited 2 hours to try and get on. I think it was Zach Gelb or the Pony. So I finally get on. Well, they talked a lot about the Bucks, Tampa Bay, and then they go to the Saints, and I'm like, I don't care who's under center for the Packers. They're going to wipe the floor with the Saints. He hangs up on me. The guy must be a Saints fan.
You waited 2 hours and you had a two-second call?
Days.
See, you wait like 5 seconds to get on with me, and I talked to you for 15, 20 minutes.
No, we've been on about a minute now.
Well, I have to cut you a little short in a second.
I know.
I got
yeah.
Scale coming up. And
all right, don't be a buzzkill.
Well, I can do 60 more seconds of Mike. Mike, people were tweeting me over the weekend. They love you.
But he gives me a rip at the end. He's like, the happy hour started early in Milwaukee. And I wish you wouldn't have hung up then. I would have said, it's always happy hour in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I got a Bloody Mary here right now.
World Champion Bucks. And I started with that, too. I said, home of the World Champion Bucks. But all he wanted to do is talk about, and he goes to college football. I'm like, are you nuts?
Ay, ay, ay.
Wait, didn't you just see what happened?
Ay, ay, ay.
I could see the football. They're all wondering why, I guess some teams are changing divisions. Texas is the big one. Who cares?
Well, if Texas and Oklahoma leave the Big 12, that's going to pretty much end college football as we know it.
Oh, yeah. I just close the stadiums.
So that is a big deal.
I think that the powers that be in the NCAA, they don't want to see Alabama, LSU every year because people will lose interest then. You got to get a dark horse one of these days, like Auburn.
How about the Badgers? Let's get the Badgers in there.
Get the Badgers in there?
All right, Mike, I do have to cut you now.
All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Mike, I miss you, bud.
All right, love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too. I do miss Mike on Saturdays and Sundays. I talk to Mike every day, and then on Saturdays and Sundays, I don't have Mike to talk to. It makes Monday's call that much sweeter, but, you know, during the weekend, I don't have Notebook Mike to chat with. You guys can call in 414 799-1250. We're going to check in with Brian Scalabrini, who has been joining us throughout these playoff runs. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. And we talk to him now as the Bucks have won the NBA championship. It hasn't even been a week yet. It kind of feels like it happened yesterday. It also kind of feels like it happened 6 months ago. We predicted a lot on this show that the Bucks would get it done. Scal was pretty much with us for the most part. I mean, what can you say about this Bucks run? You know, as you go through it, there was the Heat series with the sweep. There was the Nets series with the injuries and Kevin Durant's toe. There was the Hawks series where Trae Young fell on a referee. There was the Suns series with the block and the lob and then the Giannis 50-piece and then the 50-piece Nuggets the next day. I mean, if you ever wanted to script out the most beautiful run you could have, I don't know how you could do it better than this and what the Bucks did, Scal.
Yeah, and to add to it, how about the national writers destroying the Bucks along the way, saying that they're not that good? How about NBA players along the way not giving Giannis the credit that he deserves? Then he drops 50 on them, and then they all join in. Oh, Giannis is the best. Praise Giannis. Giannis is the man. So I have to admit, you know, the wild ride of the playoffs. And listen, I picked the Bucks to win it all right from the start, but I was down two after they were down 2-0 to the Nets. I'm like, how are they going to beat these guys? And I get it, injuries, but if you look at the Bucks when they were losing to the Nets down 0-2, and we've talked about historically how bad they are in game ones, but and you look at them towards the end when they won four straight against the Suns, they actually seem like a completely different team.
Yeah, that's the thing with these playoff series, and that's what I was trying to get across, but it's really hard to even in the moment. And you've been through it, you know. I mean, I don't think, even in baseball or hockey, I don't think it's like in the NBA where you can win one game and go up 1-0 and say, ah, series over. Or down 2-0, yeah. Ah, series over. Even when the Suns were up 2-0, I mean, the Bucks were dead. Everybody wrote them off, and then all they did was win four in a row and win the title.
But you got to look at it this way. Like, the physicality of the Bucks was going to be different. And the Suns, well, they just weren't, like, that good. When you look at their team, they don't have history on their side. They didn't have LeBron James on their side. They're not looking like they were when they were the Warriors with Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. They were a good team, but easily you can make the argument that they could be guarded, they could be taken away. And some small adjustments that had to be made by Milwaukee. Love Budenholzer putting Giannis at the five. And I also love Budenholzer putting Giannis at the three and going with the jumbo lineup at times. So I'm glad that those guys got over the hump. And you know, like, I was as critical as anybody with Budenholzer when he put and he switched all pick and rolls in game one. But, hey, that's only one game, and that's the beauty of the NBA. It's a seven-game series, and you have to admit, throughout the series, all of them, Budenholzer made the right adjustments throughout the series. I didn't love him in any of the game ones, any of them, but I did love what he did, you know, like, throughout the series, and he deserved the credit that he got for winning that title against the Suns.
I think I called for him to be fired in every series but the finals. I think I was, you know, this guy, it's like they could have won this a little bit easier, but no, I think that's great for him. He was certainly elated with it, watching the celebrations. And then, you know, with the parade that we had here that we've been waiting so long for, everybody's pretty pumped up. I thought Giannis, once he got on that podium, I think he's already thinking about the next one, man. This guy, some of these guys, like, you just can't enjoy it. He is already thinking about the next one. He wants another one. He says he's addicted to it. If you look at the Bucks' outlook now the next couple of years, obviously Bud will stick around and probably get an extension. Drew and Middleton and Giannis aren't going anywhere. They're going to have to figure out who the role players are around them. Are there chances to win another one, let's say, in the next 3 years with this core? Would you place that bet right now?
Yeah, so the one thing I'm really curious, so in 2008 when we won the championship, we had a great regular season and sort of a weird rocky road to the playoffs. Like, we took Atlanta seven games, went seven games with LeBron, you know, and it wasn't as smooth sailing at all. But the next year, And no one knows this because Kevin Garnett got hurt and we didn't end up winning a championship. But it was by far our better team. And we were all more confident. We didn't overreact to small things, but we reacted appropriately. It wasn't like, oh, here we go again with the dreaded regular season, even though that's how we acted in 2010. In 2009, I thought it was our best team. So I am curious on what the Bucks do. I'm curious on, do they make like this incredible leap because of confidence, because now they know they're champions and they know they've been there before? Like, that's because you have to admit, as good as they are, we talked about this a lot, it was a roller coaster of a ride, and you're scratching your head at times like, what are you guys doing out there? Does those things go away? Do now Giannis, who was, how great was he in game six? He's had his fair share of, I'm going to do it all myself, and those moments. And, you know, what if they go and they take, like, each guy jumps up 10%, 15%, and what if they just do that because of confidence? So if they do, I do have the Bucks winning another one for sure in the next 3 years. But I am just curious on what they become. Like, if Giannis takes that step but the rest of the role players don't, you're not going to be good enough. Like, everybody has to take that step. And Giannis can't be the only guy that wants more. Middleton has to want more. Drew Holiday, Pat Connaughton, they got to get Bobby Portis back. All those guys have to want more, and they have to figure out a way to take another step forward, because if they are the same exact team as they were this year, they won't win it. You have to be better than you were the year before, because the NBA catches up. They're all eyes are focused on you, on how to get over that Milwaukee Bucks hump.
Yeah, so what is, we talked to Brian Scalabrine here, Odyssey NBA insider. Once you win a title, like I think the last couple of years, you know, if you get to the playoffs and you go deep and you lose, well, then it's like, you know, if you play a long video game but there's no checkpoint, you got to go through all of that again just to get to the point that, you know, you got to just go through it again, and the regular season can be a grind. But if you win the title, then what's the regular season like the next year? Do you... Like, the Bucks know they don't need the one seed, so they don't have to go for that. They just, you want to get some of these other guys run, and yeah, you're going to be a target. I mean, if you go to Sacramento, they're going to get hyped for you because you could take on the Bucks, you know, places like that. What's the regular season like, mentality wise, the year after you win one?
Yeah, so that's why I was bringing up like the role players, and everyone would point to the stars. It's the stars. But when you're defending champs, like, all those guys have to be better. They can't become fat cats out there, because that's what's going to happen. You know, you talked about the Bucks not necessarily needing the one seed, but you can't limp into the playoffs. Like, that stuff doesn't necessarily work. You want your role players and guys to get confidence. You want those guys to play like champions. You want those guys to be able to drive you home on a game like Sacramento, because, you know, like, those are the guys that could push you through that regular season, get you a good enough record. And then those are the guys that at any point in time, you're going to have to rely on those guys in the playoffs as well. Because I know, like, Giannis and Middleton, those guys are going to be special. Drew Holiday, we know, is going to be special on the defensive end of the floor. But can Drew Holiday become, after what you saw, can he revert back to those great performances on the offensive end? Can he, you know, can you pencil him in for 22, 23 points, even though he's looking to lock up the other team's best player? You know, can Pat Connaughton be a more consistent three-point shooter? Like, that is what makes you unbeatable moving forward. Not necessarily like what you're saying, Giannis taking a 10% or 20% gain. That makes you unbeatable when he's on the floor, but the rest of those guys at times are going to have to drive you through, and those guys are going to have to want more than one championship. So, I don't worry about Giannis moving forward. I will wonder about his poise. Like, will he become a more poised player in the playoffs? Like, at times we saw him and I was like, you're trying too hard to do too much. But he could become a more poised player moving forward. But it's those role players that are going to matter and becoming better throughout the regular season. Because you're right about the Sacramentos of the world. Those guys are going to circle that win on your calendar because they're coming for you as NBA champs.
So Drew Holiday, as impressive as he was through the playoff run, I think people are more impressed that he got on a plane and then had the performance that he did against France, even though the United States lost to France in the Olympics, their first Olympics loss since 2004. That team, to me, seems like they just got a bunch of shooters. And so you go down the floor and shoot. If you make it, you're going to win. If you miss it, you're going to lose. Are we pessimistic that the United States are not going to come home with a gold?
Yeah, I mean, the odds have significantly changed for USA to win the gold. But I'm with you. Like, you call them shooters. Like, the way I look at it, like, if you look at Slovenia, it's obviously Luka. If you looked at France, it was Evan Fournier. Australia is Patty Mills. Each guy and each team has a guy. And everyone plays off that one guy. And being FIBA is like a game that's more conducive to one star and a bunch of role players. It seems like that's the way to do it. But the USA basketball, they play a little my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. And the guy who did the best was your guy, Drew Holiday. And he didn't look to, like, force the issue at all. He was letting the game come to him, kind of attacking off of other people. And so I think that those guys need to determine who the guy is, which I think is Kevin Durant. And then you got to play off that guy. And a lot of these superstars don't know how to be good role players, but they are clearly good enough to figure that out. If they do, if Zach LaVine becomes like a big-time defensive guy, a guy that drives closeouts, tries to get out and get some easy buckets, sprinting the floor in transition, if he becomes like that, or Jason Tatum or Damian Lillard, and they all play around Kevin Durant, I think they'll win. But if they try to play your turn, my turn basketball against these other teams, I don't think they'll win.
You know, throughout talking to you, it's been great, and we thank you for your time. I failed to bring up that you're still balling in the Big Three. I know you guys had a tough loss this weekend, but with the Ball Hogs, what's it like? That's got to be cool that this league exists now, where you guys can still get together and keep playing competitively.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not all former NBA players. Some of the guys who are the best players are guys who sort of never got that chance for whatever reason. You know, like, maybe they were good enough, maybe they're undersized, under this, under that. But, like, this weekend I went, you know, the kid Royce White, he wouldn't fly, mental health, whatever it is. Like, he's dominating the Big Three, playing really well, and I had to go against him. And this guy's 17 years younger than me. It was a beast for me to be out there. But good news for you guys, we're coming to Milwaukee, a little schedule change. We got Dallas this week, and then we'll be in Milwaukee on Thursday. So if you guys want, like, a cool environment, see some of the old-school players, like, come out and check us out. Like, it's going to be fun. And it's always – and what you mentioned – it's cool to compete. That's my whole thing. Like, I love going against somebody, like, competing. I don't get that nowadays in my pickup games at the Y or anything like that. But I get it every weekend when I get the chance to play in the Big Three.
Thursday this week, Thursday?
No, next week. So I got next Dallas on Saturday, and it's the following Thursday. So, like, that's the 5th, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that'd be the 5th. All right. Oh, I'm down with that. Okay.
Yeah, let's get out there.
All right. Well, hey, thanks again for joining us. Throughout the run, it's been great to talk to you. Good to get your insight. And we will talk to you down the line, Scale.
You got it. Talk to you later.
Brian Scalabrine, who has joined us throughout these playoffs, headed to Milwaukee with the Big Three in a week and a half here. We want to thank him for all of his, again, time and coverage throughout this run. And we want to thank our friends. I should say our good buddies at Shell. The Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, specifically. We know life is busy. Hit up Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up. Make the most of the stop that you need to make. He also joins us courtesy of the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you are applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. All right, so this is how... I think things I'm gonna force the issue here. Yeah, we gotta talk Packers. Training camp Wednesday. Gotta talk Brewers. Lots going on there. Trade deadline this week. But let's not ever forget that the Milwaukee Bucks are the reigning NBA champions. My tweet, by the way, that I was hoping for 100 likes. What did I tweet out earlier? I said the Bucks are champs and I love them. I'm up to 220 likes, see? Just tweet dumb things that people like. Don't try to be clever. Don't break news. Just tweet that you're happy. And then you'll get the likes you so desperately crave. See, likes are like oxygen to me. Yeah, I love my family. I wouldn't say I'm in good health, but I'm breathing. But the thing that keeps me going Twitter likes from strangers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Toby Altizer. Just talked to Brian Scalabrine. It's good to have him on throughout this run. He's playing in the Big Three. I'm sure you're aware of it. I don't know if you've ever caught it. It's on CBS now this year on the weekend, Saturdays, I believe. So it'll be on again this weekend. They're in Dallas. But a schedule change has forced it to Thursday of next week in Milwaukee. I would assume that's at Fiserv. Ticket info coming soon, according to the website. Big Three, the number three. Big3.com, because it's three-on-three ball. And it's pretty insane that this league exists. I'm just looking at some of the teams. The Triplets are coached by Lisa Leslie, and Joe Johnson is on the team. Joe Johnson's playing everywhere. Last year he was in the basketball tournament, which is going on as well. God, there's so much. Marquette, big win last night. So we'll have to jump on board. They won the championship last year. So don't say Milwaukee's not title town. We've got the Marquette Golden Eagles alumni. We got the Wave a couple years ago. We had the Admirals in first place before COVID. Don't say we're not a title town already. The Bucks are just adding to the list. Who else do we got here? The Trilogy. Jarrett Jack is on that team. All right. Amir Johnson, that's coached by Steven Jackson. Toby's team, Tri-State. Oh, this is the squad right here. Jason Richardson, Nate Robinson, Larry Sanders, coached by Dr. J.
What a team.
That's the squad. Wow.
I loved Jason Richardson back in the day, man.
That is the team.
And to go along with Milwaukee Buck legend, Larry Sanders.
There's a lot of Milwaukee Bucks legends in this league. The Power. Nancy Lieberman is the coach. Big babies on this team. Ketino Mobley. And Milwaukee Buck legend Joe Alexander is on the squad. Not bad. The Killer Threes. Charles Oakley's the coach. I don't know too many of these guys. C.J. Watson is on that team. The Ghost Ballers, Ricky Davis, Mike Taylor, who's from here. They're coached by George Gervin. Who else do you got here? Enemies. Oh, Nick Young, Swaggy P. Gilbert Arenas is the coach. He once brought a gun into the locker room. There is another team that has Reggie Theus as a coach. Josh Smith is on it. The Ball Hogs is Scales' team. And there's other Bucks legends there, including 2009 draft pick Jody Meeks and Buck for a month Spencer Hawes, which how John Horst ever got out of that deal is amazing. The Aliens, coached by Rick Mahorn. Check out Brandon Rush and Greg Oden, who is very old looking, even older than before. Like, I'm looking at his picture, and I know Greg Oden already looks old. He looks like Morgan Freeman's dad. Three's Company is led by Mario Chalmers, Buck legend Drew Gooden, Ryan Hollins. Hollins is on this team. Remember Hollins tried to make a career? He's like, you know, because some of these guys, they're like, well, how can I make a career out of, how do I get to the top here? Well, I'll take something insanely popular and I'll just bash it. Kendrick Perkins tries this. He just bashes something one day and then praises it the next. But Hollins, his whole thing was Giannis sucks. He'll never be good. Well, he's got to feel pretty dumb. Or he doesn't care because it was all an act. And then there's the three-headed monsters. Gary Payton's the coach. Bucks legend, Rashard Lewis. Reggie Evans. Mahmoud Abdul-Raif. So there's quite a collection of dudes here on this squad. Lisa Leslie's a coach of a team. So you can check them out next Thursday. I haven't seen ticket information at all. And it looks like that'll be posted. 3 o'clock next Thursday? You know your boy's getting credentialed for that. You gonna go to that one, Toby?
Sure, why not?
Mr. Credential?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Although now I gotta like go through a big process when I do credentials.
I gotta meet my boy Scal.
Yeah, we gotta meet Scal. Scal, I'm on with you every week. Huh? Scal, like you talked to Jerry Augustine last night at the game. No idea. I'm not saying Augie needs to know who I am. I'm saying I've met Augie 7 times. Augie doesn't remember me. Come on, Augie. Oh no, Augie's, you know, Augie knows who I am. Augie absolutely knows who I am. Because I'm going to search him on Twitter right now. I believe his handle is JAugie46. Do I have that right? JAugie46. Okay, I click on it. You're blocked! Augie blocked me on Twitter. What the hell, man?
Maybe I shouldn't have brought you up last night.
What's he got against me? I love Augie. I'll have to get him on. The boat says, does Bucks legend Larry Sanders get a ring since he's still on the payroll? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because then if the Mets won, they'd have to give a ring to Bobby Bonilla. I don't know what the cutoff for ring is. Obviously, Torrey Craig gets one. Because I don't know if you heard about that story.
Didn't Steve Bartman get a ring or something like that when the Cubs won?
They might have given out, like, an honorary ring.
I feel like it's just whatever the team wants. So, if you want to give him a ring, give him a ring. But did he really contribute to a Bucks run to the title? Probably not.
Well, you look at the players. Some players automatically get a ring. Like, DJ Wilson gets a ring because he said he woke up an NBA champion. But if you're DJ Wilson... I was reading an article about potential free agents could be on the Bucks again next year, perhaps. He could fill a role. I would be pretty excited about that. Big DJ fan. But then they can give a ring to whoever they want. And then, like, employees, I know this because we did this for my dad. Then the employees can buy rings, like a cheaper version of the ring, and give them out to people. But it's not going to be like, LeRoy's Super Bowl ring. I mean, he was on the team. So I don't know who gets a ring. I would like a ring for my chair. I think my chairs all deserve a ring. The chairs I set out, which I never got back. They know it was me. I never got... Who do you think hates me more? The city of Milwaukee, Public Works, or Jerry Augustine?
Jerry Augustine.
799-1250. Did you have a good time last night at the Brewer game, though? Did it seem like a different environment being a Sunday night game? Or did it just seem like a night game?
It was just a night game. I don't know that it felt any different than anything else. I think Saturday night was more packed than Sunday night, so Saturday night probably was a better environment.
Yeah, that was the first sellout of the year. Which is weird, right?
Well, it's...
They're full capacity now, but...
You got to remember, it's that Bucks run, man. People haven't been focusing on the Brewers.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I think you're going to start seeing more sellouts because people have will start transitioning, and now you had the first one on Saturday, and now... You know, it's going to start getting going. I mean, there was still quite a bit last night. I don't remember the exact numbers. Somewhere like 36,000 or something like that. I don't remember. But I'm still a good crowd for a Sunday night ahead of a work week.
The ESPN broadcast last night was... Matt Vaskirjan used to like be here to call games before BA. So obviously he's got a fond place for Milwaukee. But they're just talking about... the Bucks and how great Milwaukee is. You know, not everybody's claiming that they knew how good Milwaukee was. Well, welcome aboard. Because the last time that ESPN, this was their first broadcast at that stadium, I think, a Sunday night broadcast since 2013. But ESPN has done Brewer games on other nights. The last time they were here, I think it was the main crew, but... they did three innings on Bernie's slide. Like Jessica Mendoza, I remember, just couldn't stop talking about Bernie's slide. As if she's never seen a slide before. It was really weird and insulting. But now Milwaukee's the place to be, man. You got your NBA champions. You got your first place team. The big three's coming here. I'm going to the AEW show in a couple of weeks. Maybe you're going to see Daniel Bryan or CM Punk.
Or Dave from Cudahy.
Dave from Cudahy. How about that? All right, we'll leave you the big show. We'll be back tomorrow at 6. Lots more Bucks chatter to be had here on The Fan.
Bucks in 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.